Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. A new school year without schools or students. Translated. The new school year has begun in the occupied West Bank and the Quds, while the Gaza Strip remains under a war of genocide without schools or education, including the destruction of a large number of schools and the transformation of the remaining schools into shelters. The occupying Jewish entity continues its war on education in Gaza for the second year in a row, as the past school year effectively ended with the first days of the devastating war on the Gaza Strip. For 11 months, the occupation has been systematically targeting schools where tens of thousands of displaced people have taken refuge after their homes were completely destroyed. Many schools and universities have been destroyed. 122 schools and universities were completely destroyed, and 334 schools and universities were partially destroyed. Reports indicate that 625,000 school-aged children and approximately 80,000 university students have been deprived of a full academic year. 39,000 students were also deprived of taking the high school exam, Tawjihi, and 58,000 children were deprived of the joy of entering first grade. According to the Palestinian Ministry of Education, during this war of genocide on the Gaza Strip, Jewish forces killed more than 10,000 male and female students, while more than 15,000 students were injured and about 19,000 students were forced to leave the Gaza Strip. The ministry also indicated that more than 400 school teachers, male and female, and more than 110 university professors and researchers were martyred. The war has transformed the student lives from desks and books to searching for firewood to light a fire for cooking, or searching for food, water, and helping their families after the occupation forces buried their books and desks under the rubble. Instead of carrying books and school supplies in their school bags, they fill them with what remains of their essential belongings in preparation for a new displacement and an attempt to save their lives from the horror of genocide after they have repeatedly tasted the bitterness of losing their homes and families. All this is happening in front of the hypocritical and negligent world, including UNICEF and Children's Rights Organization, who continue to sing about children's rights, which for them are limited to rebelling against religion, family, and parents. What is happening in Gaza is not within their interest of work. O Islamic Ummah and O people of Palestine, although the education policy and curricula are subject to the dictates of the West and it has no effective role, the Jews do not want even the most basic elements of education for the people of Palestine. The genocide and ignorance will not stop just because this war ends or the machines of destruction, killing and displacement stop for a moment, but rather it will be through the liberation of Gaza, Al-Quds and the rest of Palestine. This will not happen except by a Muslim army led by an imam, leader, who rules by the Sharia of Allah and submits only to Allah and his rulings and orders. Education will be based on the Islamic Aqidah so it will regain its value and role in the genuine revival, and the teacher and school will return to their rightful place, just as the role of Al-Kisai and Al-Shaybani was in the Islamic State, which will return under the second Khilafah Rashidah, rightly guided caliphate, stay on the method of prophethood. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةً عَلَى مَنْهَاجِ النُّبُوَّةِ.
Then there will be a khilafah, caliphate, based on the method of prophethood, which will act among the people according to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.